Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
10 past 6, explained well with Christelle. And we're talking about COP27. I don't even know what COP stands for. I know what the event is, but I don't actually know what the acronym stands for.
So you actually put me on the spot so badly now. I've got like 5 million pages of notes here, but I don't think I have the answer for that offhand, because we've gotten so used to this acronym and what it's about. So I'm going to have to get back to you, because we're talking COP27, and climate change essentially is the way to understand it in terms of what it's about.
Yeah, it's like the global climate change summit, you know, like the G8 and the G20
it stands for Conference of the Parties.
Conference of the Parties. That's very original. No wonder we don't know what it stands for.
It's like COPE, but like international.
And successful.
And interesting point there, because it's kind of about how we're not coping globally. In terms of the strange weather patterns we're seeing, the extreme events happening, whether it's heat waves or flooding, linked to global warming. And essentially countries are saying that we need to change something now. The UN are literally saying that if we don't address this now, we are collectively heading for suicide. Collective suicide is the word that was used this week.
As a species.
Ja, weet jy wat ek dink? Is baie mense dink nie dat klimaatsverandering ons nou in hierdie generasie gaan affekteer nie. So daar is nie regtig 'n forward thinking of okay, ek moet dalk herwin of ek moet dalk 'n bietjie minder gas gebruik of wat ook al die storie is. Maar ons word gesê om ons carbon footprint te verminder, maar dan kry jy al hierdie ryk mense wat net oral vlieg in hulle private jets. So why must I recycle my one piece of plastic if such and such is going to just fly between wherever they want to be instead of flying commercial with the rest of us?
And I think that's a valid sentiment, because though those things are frustrating, but essentially where it's at now is that we need every single effort that we can. And to link with what you said in terms of people thinking, oh, it's going to happen, you know, next generation or down the one day, it's already happening.
Yeah, it's late for that. I wanted to come back to that point. It's busy happening. And the thing about something like climate change, and I've spoken to a number of, you know, experts from around the world over the years, people who've built these incredible mathematical models, people who've studied the data and so on, it's not going to happen one day. You know, it's not a thing that you're going to wake up one day and go, oh, look at that, it started. Because that's not the way it works. It's just gradually going to make things that already happen bigger and more extreme. So when we currently have drought in South Africa, it's going to get hotter and the droughts are going to last longer. There's going to be even less rain. Over time, that'll be trouble. If you look around the world, California is on fire. Australia was on fire.
Yeah.
Europe had droughts so bad that the rivers running through Paris and Berlin and stuff were empty. Nobody can ever remember those rivers being empty. China had entire cities full of millions of people in blackouts because the hydroelectric power they relied on, the rains didn't come. Mm. So the rivers didn't flow. So there was no power. I don't know if you saw this week in Switzerland, there was a storm. The hailstones were the size of oranges. And not our oranges, our nice
our export
Limpopo oranges. The ones that are the size of small bowling balls.
We also saw those floods in Pakistan. Those were devastating.
33 million people had to be evacuated.
And something I came across this week, a piece from something called The Conversation, saying that climate change has already led to African wild dogs in Botswana giving birth later and threatening the survival of the packs. So animals already know we're in trouble.
Yeah, and trying to respond. So COP is going on. It's in Egypt, am I right?
Yeah. It is. And so this morning we saw that we got the green light. So the president is there and essentially looking for money for us to address this, for us to change our coal infrastructure, to reduce our carbon footprint. This morning we heard that we have been given the green light to get about $8.5 billion of funding for this. Unfortunately, though, we need about $90 trillion.
Those numbers don't even make sense to me. Like, that sounds like play money to me. Like, it just sounds like monopoly money. Like,
This is the conversation that's going on and I'm going to be keeping an eye on, and it's very frustrating to listen to people like Gwede Mantashe coming along and going, we need to burn more coal so we can catch up. It's like, you can catch up with renewable energy. You can build an economy with renewable energy. You can create jobs with renewable energy. When we say it's going to cost however many trillion, it's not like we're going to have to make that money up and take it away from places that are existing at the moment. That money is currently being used for stuff. Mm. We'll just redirect it into something else. It's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, and something that the president also spoke about today at COP was basically saying that richer countries are making it a little bit too difficult for poorer countries to ask for loans or grants or whatever. But I mean, that is just, it extends to kind of how our own country is run. That is, he's basically accusing them of stockpiling the money.
Yeah.
And now, hier sit ons ook in 'n posisie waar the rich are getting richer, and that sometimes is not by the most legal of means, and the poor are just kind of sitting there being poor and getting frustrated.
The one I'm going to also be watching at the moment and in relation to COP is they've started looking at poor countries and small countries banding together with a class action lawsuit to try and force the rich countries into some action. And the one leading the charge is the island of Vanuatu, which is out by Samoa and Tonga and Fiji, out that part of the world. But it's the lowest lying island in the world.
Okay.
It is going to disappear. It is going to be underwater, and the entire population who lives there will have nowhere to go. Because where do you go when you don't have a home anymore?
Yeah.
Literally. You know, so they're going, somebody else needs to, we didn't do this. You know, why? Our land is literally going to disappear into the sea, and the last person who's going to stand on the island as the water rises around their necks. And they're going, where do you want us to go? What do you want us to do? How do we become citizens of another country? Who will have us?
Yeah.
We didn't do this.
And linking with what Bora said, so essentially what the president is bemoaning is how economics work, which is that those who have the money can charge keep the rent money they want. What the island nations are doing is that they're saying the oil firms should be taxed.
Absolutely.
For their damage to climate. So they're using
economics
to fight it.
All of them. So we will keep an eye on COP. We'll see if our president comes back with something that he's calling a win. But everyone's in negotiations at the moment. Meantime, you know, we just all need to keep shouting about, I would rather have a solar panel than another coal power station. Hashtag Wede.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.